So what's the difference between mercy and forgiveness? But before I tell you the answer, I would like to teach you a word of the millennials today. The word is ghosting. Who knows ghosting? Okay. So, I was surprised about this. So, ghost, for the sake of everyone else, ghosting means if you have a family, a boyfriend or girlfriend, a friend, and then you got a fight, and then all suddenly, he or she ghosted you. Never replied to your text, never replied to your phone calls, never reply on your emails, nothing. No explanation why he or she ghosted you. Sounds familiar? So, I was just watching TV, because I have a lot of time to watch TV. And here comes a show, Ghosting. And there were two hosts in the show, and they were kind of like want to patch the friendship or the relationship of a family or friends. So what they do, they interview the person who was been ghosted. Okay? So they will interview him or her and find out why, and on their mind, a theory why did the other person ghosted him. And then they will finally have this theory in their mind and write it out. Okay? And then they will contact the other person and see why did he or she ghosted her friend or his friend. At the end, though, the host will not tell us what's the reason why, but the person, the other person who ghosted, had to say it face to face. And just imagine the tension over the two. And they, at the end, the ghosted one might, you know, accept it or not. Accept the apology, accept the forgiveness of whatever pain that causes to ghosted his friend or family. Why did I have this word in my mind, ghosting? Isn't it really that when someone hurt us or offended us, it's automatically, like in the first reading, have stiff neck. That we will not turn around to whoever did that to us. We will ignore them. We will not even talk to them. Right? We will only talk to them if they ask forgiveness from us. If they say sorry to us. And this is what we call forgiveness. Forgiveness means we forgive, but we tend not to forget what the person did to us, isn't it? We forgive if and only if you do my condition. That's forgiveness. But mercy, even though you haven't asked for forgiveness, it is granted to you and me already. And this is what God offers to each one of you, one of us, you and me. God's mercy is unconditional. Just at the first reading today, how many times God provided help to the Israelites. There's so much help, support from God when they flew out of Egypt. He provided food for them. He provided shelter for them. And at the end, He provided the promised land. But what did the Israelites did? They made a golden calf and made as a god. But what did God did? He forgave them mercifully. That means, despite of whatever they did, He gave them nothing but mercy. But don't get me wrong, my brothers and sisters, that if we sin, if we cause pain, we don't have to amend our life. Yes, it is true that Christ eats with sinners, eats with the tax collector. It is true. But to those who for God to give His total mercy, there's one word, and three times was mentioned in the gospel, which is repent. We need to be sincere of our apology for all our sins. But again and again and again, the cross is a sign of mercy of God. He is just waiting for all of us to come to Him, eat with Him, and so that we could amend our life through His mercy. That through His mercy, He will give us the strength to stay away from sinning again. And hope someday, we will, like the younger son, we will have a feast, a celebration in heaven, that God will tell us, come, my sons and daughters, let's eat and celebrate, for now you found me, but most of all, I found you.